1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I know my wife, speaking of my wife, Maria's involved in breast cancer awareness with Susan G. Komen and a few other foundations. And we wanted to mention it on our program as well. Crisco Incorporated, and there's a lot of different companies and different entities that are making women aware of this so that you get a monthly breast exam, that you get a yearly mammogram, and that you do what's right. Crisco is a company headed by Chris Norton and his partner Lance Germain. They've opened the Scientific Test Center in Redondo Beach. And Mr. Norton, my understanding is you feel that mammograms, or monthly breast exams, I should say, are so important that women shouldn't have to pay for them, correct?
That is exactly my point of view, Mr. Henry. I do not think that women should have to pay for a breast exam. And I think they should also avoid painful and costly medical procedures, which is what a mammogram is. Although you should have a mammogram, I think that a monthly breast exam could help. My partner and my business manager, Lance Germain, and I have opened the Scientific Test Center in Redondo Beach.
What is your background?
I'm a pharmaceutical marketing specialist. I've specialized in marketing and doing those kinds of sales for pharmaceutical products.
Is that company involved at all in this?
No, it is not. This Scientific Test Center is part of Crisco Incorporated. It is entirely independent. And I think that providing women with low-cost monthly breast exams is preferable that a woman has someone else to do the breast exam, because you have to have your arms up in the air, and you must have someone doing that. Doctors are very expensive and clinical. Lance approached me about doing this because he had an aunt who died from breast cancer.
Really? This is your business manager?
My business manager, my partner. And Lance said to me, because that I have a way of making women feel comfortable, he said that I'm so good with women, why didn't we open up a breast exam clinic? And so that's what we've done.
All right, let me go back. You're not a doctor, right?
No, I'm not a doctor. But this is something that giving a breast exam, you don't have to be a doctor. You just have to understand what the signs of possible breast cancer could be. And
women can self-administer this exam, correct?
You can, but it's preferable if you have someone else do it, because in order to do a proper breast exam, you have to have your arms raised up in the air. Unless you're double-jointed or whatever, it's a very, very difficult thing. That's why a lot of women visit doctors.
Well, what's wrong with going to a doctor for this?
Nothing really, Phil, except that doctors giving a breast exam are going to cost a lot of money. Medical doctor is just by the nature of being a medical doctor. Those guys, you know, they're all... you know, they're in it for the money, and, I mean, they're going to charge a lot of money.
And your company, just so we know, I mean, you made a note to my producer, so I'll let everybody know. Crisco is spelled C-H...
Yeah, it's spelled C-H-R-I-S-C-O. It's not the... it's not like the lard company or anything.
I take it it's named after you, huh?
Yeah, Crisco is an entity that's involved in a lot of different business, you know... business ideas and everything.
Well, give me an example. Crisco is a company that you and your partner opened up.
That's correct.
Now, I noticed something here right off the bat, and I have to ask you. The company Crisco is involved in adult films?
We are involved in the producing of adult films, but it's got nothing whatsoever to do with the Scientific Test Center.
And Scientific Test Center is a subsidiary of Crisco, but you guys are also doing adult films.
We are right now looking into projects, adult film projects is all.
And modeling?
We are involved in modeling, male modeling, but I'm the model. So it's...
All right, so you're it, huh?
Yeah, that's right, I am it. And we work also, the thing that we're working on right now that we're most proud of is we are looking for an effective all-purpose lubricant. And has it...
What for?
We want it to be an effective all-purpose lubricant. One of the things that I've noticed is there's lubricants for different things, okay? But there isn't one lubricant you can use for everything. You can't use, like, what you would lubricate your door with. You can't use that on a person and vice versa. So we are working on an all-purpose, like a lubricant that you could use not only on a door that squeaks, but also for vaginal dryness, for instance. And,
okay. We don't have to...
Well, I'm sorry. The guy was asking.
Yeah, I understand. We don't have to continue with that, okay? So you're saying that you offer women breast exams... Breast exams?
Yeah, Crisco at the Scientific Test Center.
And where is that located?
In Redondo Beach, Phil.
Tell me about it. The women come into your office. Who administers the breast exam?
I do. I administer.
You do? You're not a doctor, though?
No, but you do not have to be a doctor. The most important thing when administering a breast exam is to make the woman feel comfortable. And Lance Germain, my business manager, has told me that he has noticed that I make women feel comfortable. And he also says that I'm good with women. So he said, why don't we open up a breast exam clinic? And that's what we did.
And so you are administering? Why you? Why not a doctor?
Oh, well, first of all, because I relax women. They're very relaxed with me. Also, because I think they're more comfortable with me because I'm not a... I've got a very pleasant... I'm pleasant to look at. I mean, I am handsome. I know breasts, and doctors are expensive. And
you know breasts, and you're very handsome, and you would make women feel relaxed.
That's correct. I mean, that's, you know...
Well... You're talking about a breast exam, so I understand that women self-administer this, but you're not a doctor.
But you don't have to be one, Phil. I can assure you, you don't have to be. Just have to be someone who can make the women feel relaxed.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton from Crisco has opened up a breast exam clinic with his business manager, Lance Germain. This is what, half the price that a doctor charges?
It's about one quarter the price a doctor charges. For a breast exam,
how much is it?
It's only $10. I mean, if you got ten, if you have it, if you don't, whatever you got.
Whatever you've got.
Yeah, for the breast exam.
Tell me about the office where you administer these breast exams.
Phil, our office is very tasteful. There's a futon and a stereo. When the women's come in, we offer a white wine, a Chardonnay. We also have a cheese plate, and I'm very good. I relax the women. They take their tops off, and I begin to feel the breasts.
And what are you looking for?
Well, what you're looking for is like a lump or some kind of a ball or something like that.
And what happens if you find something?
Well, if I find something, then they're asked to leave. But also, if I find something, excuse me, Phil, if they're really attractive, I'll give you the exam, and you can also audition for an upcoming adult film that we may be producing. We have a great film coming out in digital video, and it's called, it's kind of a takeoff on I Know What You Did Last
Year. Hold on for a minute, man, because I'm not getting you here. Are you telling me that women are coming in and getting a breast exam from you?
That's correct.
And if they're good-looking enough, they can audition for one of your adult films?
Yes, sir. I mean, that's...
What, and you said if you find a lump, they're asked to leave?
No, I'm just saying that, hey, I found a lump. Go to your doctor or something, you know? And then...
I found a lump, go to your doctor. Isn't that a little bit cold?
No, but there's no purpose. I found what I was looking for. And
are you having sex with these women?
That's something I really don't want to ask.
Are you having sex with these women, yes or no?
Well, Mr. Henry, I don't have to answer that question.
Well, then that means you are, right?
If the women are more comfortable having sex with me while they're having their breast exam, yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm here to make the women feel comfortable. Our breast exam room also makes women feel comfortable. We have a white shag carpet. We have a mirrored ball and red velvet drapes along with soft music.
And all right, so you're trying to get the women to really loosen up while you're giving them breast exams.
That is correct.
Well, it's very, very unusual, okay?
I understand that, but that's why we feel we have something that the women are really going to enjoy.
All right, this is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton, along with Lance Germain, have opened up a breast exam clinic. And the thing that makes you different from a doctor's office is you relax the women with music, white wine, and a cheese plate while they're having their breasts examined.
That is correct, yes, sir.
Tell me about the movie that you're making. This is an adult film?
Yeah, Phil, it's a playoff on I Know What You Did Last Summer. It's called I Know I Did You Last Summer. But it's about a guy who can't quite remember the women that he slept with. So he's like shaking his fingers, I know I did you last summer, you know. And instead of the hook that the dude had in his hand in the other movie,
yeah,
this guy has like a prosthetic penis. And
okay, I don't want to hear. I want to talk more about your clinic.
Sure.
Okay, and we will do that in a moment. Chris Norton and Lance Germain. It's a breast exam clinic. He says that women are uptight and that they're nervous when they're at a doctor's office. Anybody can perform a competent breast exam. At their breast exam clinic, they relax the women. The part that I was very uncomfortable with is he says that some women may want to have sex with him, and he's open to that. I can't even imagine a woman wanting to have any kind of thoughts in that direction while having a breast exam. It's called Scientific Test Center Breast Exam Clinic. They serve Chardonnay and a cheese plate, and they have music. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Henry Show with Chris Norton and your business partner, Chris, is Lance Germain, right?
That's correct.
And you guys have opened up the Scientific Test Center, a breast exam clinic where women are given white wine and cheese. In other words, to relax them.
Right. So, I mean, Phil, the clinical experience is a very off-putting one, and what we try to do is relax the women. It just so happens that I am a relatively handsome man. I do have a good manner around women. They are relaxed by me. And if we can help make this a experience that they feel good about, that'd be, you know, then we're going to save billions and billions of lives, because billions and billions of women die from breast cancer every month.
I mean, you mean every year?
Well, every year, that's what I mean.
All right, here is San Diego on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
You know, I just think it's ridiculous that he's really not concerned with the girls having lumps in their breasts. He's more concerned with whining and grinding them
and
getting them to feel comfortable to have sex with them or putting them in the movie.
What is this about, Chris, the movie? That's the part that I...
No, I was just saying, we have a lot of different things that we're doing at Crisco Incorporated. We are doing movies. We are doing scientific exams. We do a lot of things, and if we can use one part of our business to funnel another part of our business, we do. And if we see an attractive woman, then we may say, would you like to audition for a film?
Don't you think a woman has more on her mind when she's in for a breast exam than auditioning for an adult film?
I don't know. You tell me. I mean,
I can't. What about the lady?
What do you think, lady?
I mean, would you think that... We get self-exams by ourselves all the time. You don't have to have both arms up in order to do it, so it's not easier. You can lift one arm up, you fill it out yourself, or you can go to the doctor. Why would you want to go have wine and cheese?
Well, because, first of all, the doctor is very clinical. I think it's very off-putting, as I said before. Secondly, you might as well make it a relaxing experience. You can have a white wine, a Chardonnay, or a Cabernet Sauvignon.
Relaxing experience for a one-minute thing? Let me tell you, any smart girl out there would rather go to a doctor than rather
How
go
long
to someone
it...
they don't know that's not a doctor and have the chance of getting, you know, taken advantage of. Wine and cheese.
I'm not taking advantage of nobody.
How many women have you gotten into your clinic?
Well, one of the reasons why we're doing these interviews is to promote our business, so we haven't opened our doors yet.
And are you really think you're going to get women in there? And then they're going to say, you're so good-looking, I'll have sex with you? I mean...
Well, I'm just going by what has been my life experience. Women find me very, very attractive.
Your personality must kill them, then. I think what you're doing is getting a chance to advertise and get women in with, you know, big boobs or whatever for your show. And this is a way to attract them in, to get them in your movie.
I won't lie to you. That's a dividend, yeah. A woman comes in with a nice set, but I'm not saying that's the only reason.
A woman comes in with a nice set. I don't know, man. Women who are worried about getting breast cancer, women are concerned about their physical health. The last thing on their mind, I would think...
Well, why don't you let the women speak, Mr. Henry? You're doing a lot of the talking, okay?
Well, he's talking a lot for the women out here.
What? I mean, he's a dude. He doesn't know.
Well, you're a dude, too. You don't know. You know what?
Do you drink white wine?
Who, me?
No. Do either one of you drink white wine?
What does white wine have to do with a breast exam?
Because women like white wine. I think I understand women. We serve a very good white wine.
And your point?
It puts you at ease.
Wait, to answer your question, Ace, I don't drink white wine. I drink red wine. White wine, I can't stand it. Makes me want to puke.
Well, okay, but it's for women. Sometimes the women's arms get tired during the exam, so we've installed leather wrist straps to the ceiling so the women can relax, because a lot of their women... I'm sorry?
Can I interrupt here? First of all, when you go to a doctor's office for exam, you're not standing up. Your arms don't get tired because you're laying back.
Right, but a lot of women prefer to sit up. I don't know why. They don't want to be taken advantage of.
And you know that?
Because of you women who are all paranoid. I go, fine, sit up if you want to.
Paranoid because of people like you using breast cancer as an example or an excuse to get women in your doors to look and see if they have a nice rack to be in your movie.
No, that's not why.
Is the reason why you have them in there to see if they got nice breasts for your movie?
No, sir.
You swear to God.
I swear. Okay, well, she doesn't believe me.
I don't think half the girls out there...
But one of the things is I don't think you're a typical woman because you don't enjoy white wine.
What is why? I don't understand where white wine is coming in. Why would you feel at ease going into someone that's not a doctor?
We are trying to raise awareness of the cancer.
Well, the Breast Cancer Society is doing plenty of that with self-exams and pamphlets on that.
Right.
Not going to some clinic to serve wine and get a breast exam with someone that could take advantage of them.
I think that's wrong. I think you're a very mistrusting person, and I pray for you. I mean,
pray for you, sir.
We have a good cheese selection.
Well, you know what, man? Good for the cheese. You know, I like cheese. What kind of cheese you got?
You know, I'm not on here, Mr. Ender, being made fun of.
No, what kind of cheese do you have?
Sir, we're trying to save the lives of millions of women who are killed from breast cancer every month. And so we don't examine men's breasts.
So you're not going to examine my breasts, so I can't come in for my breast exam, huh?
And again, I think you're making a joke out of this mocks the death of women from breast cancer.
Sir, I am not, my wife works on behalf of breast cancer awareness. I went on a walk for breast cancer awareness.
You're rolling out your credentials, but I'm not allowed to do mine.
I'm just saying, pal, you're serving cheese and wine. What kind of cheese have you got?
We have selections. We have Roquefort and a Gouda.
Roquefort and a Gouda.
Gouda.
Okay.
Gouda with wine. Good one.
Thank you for your call, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686, Glendale on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Glendale, hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
You say your center is a scientific exam. What's scientific about what you're doing?
A breast exam is part of a medical workup of a woman's health. I think that falls within the realm of science.
You say you haven't examined any women yet, but I seriously doubt that you ever will. And I wish you'd stop that breathing like that. I do like white wine, but I don't think it's just because I'm a woman.
I don't know any dudes that like it.
One of the men my husband plays softball with every week has had breast cancer. So maybe you should have men come into your clinic, too.
Fine, you know. But mostly it is affects women, and that's why we have the women come in.
Well, when a
and
woman
I'm sorry
wants
about
breast
my breathing,
exam,
but I have a sinus problem, so I'm sorry about my breathing.
Okay, because I noticed that,
okay,
too.
Phil, can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Where do you find these priests? I mean, I heard your Mongo Chow guy the other day. I mean, this is nuts. These are not normal people you have here.
Well, I mean, Chris, you have a clinic to try to open up women's eyes to breast cancer, which is fine. But
eyes he's going to open up is the police eyes, and they'll be down there.
Okay, what am I doing that's illegal? What am I doing that's illegal?
Everything.
You don't even know law, lady.
Okay.
You don't know what it's about.
All right.
You don't know what it's about either.
You don't know what it's about. You don't know the law. What am I doing that's illegal? Okay.
You're so ignorant.
You probably get breast cancer. Bet you don't even know how to feel your own breast.
If I do, you'll be the first one to know. Okay.
Hey man,
okay,
I don't want to come near you if you got that. Okay. Don't call me if you get the breast.
Don't call you if you get the breast.
You know, I'm trying to help women save lives.
Yeah, that's fine. Hold the line here, pal. All I'm trying to do is find out what kind of cheese plate you serve. 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton, examining breasts, back on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. On the phone with us is Chris Norton from Crisco Incorporated. You know that everything about your business, now you're talking, you and your partner have opened up a breast exam clinic where women's breasts are examined in a relaxing atmosphere that's not clinical. There's no doctors around, nothing that is going to upset the women, correct?
That's correct, yes, sir.
Okay. You've heard a lot of women say that this is just, and you also make a... You make an absolutely clear statement that you're in the adult film business too, and that any women who are good looking are invited to audition.
Mr. Henry, we're very honest. I don't have a problem getting women. This is not some front to get women, okay?
Because a lot of women are saying that. A lot of women are saying this business is just so you can be, you know, find chicks.
No, I have never had a problem getting women. I can go down to Rusty Pelican and get women, okay? No, this is because women have been good to me. And I think they deserve to have their breasts felt in an area that is very relaxing. And
have their breasts felt? You mean examined?
Examined, yeah. I mean, I'm not here to do nothing against women. I'm here to help them.
Okay. Your brochure says that the ages are 18 to 29. Why that?
Because those are the ones that are most affected by breast cancer.
And they just happen to be the youngest ones.
No. They happen to be the group most affected by breast cancer. I don't have a problem getting women, so this is not some front to get women.
You just have the women coming in, drinking white wine, eating a cheese plate, having themselves some cracked pepper crackers, and they're having their breasts, how do you put it, felt?
No, examined.
Examined. Okay.
Again, Mr. Henry, I'm doing this for the benefit of the women. I'm not here to be, you know.
No, I'm listening to what you're saying. Here is San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
I mean, when women come into the examine room, they're soothed by the song Sexual Healing. And I think it's...
Go ahead, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to say to this guy, I mean, I really think he's perverted and it's got his facts mixed up.
Why? What'd I do?
Because, I mean, for one, women, when they go into, you know, get their breast exam, the last thing on their mind, sir, is not making films.
Or wine and cheese. But once they find out that they're okay, that they don't have no cancer.
But then again, sir, everybody, every woman, not between the ages of 18 and 29, are going to go in and look for a breast exam. That's all ages, including older women.
No, but the ones that are most
at
risk.
No, the ones that you're concerned with are the ones that you want in your clinic,
ma'am.
Sir.
See, Mr.
If you're
Henry,
really concerned for women that have breast cancer or are at risk for breast cancer,
right.
you'd accept them no matter what their ages are.
Yeah, but the ones
I think
that
more
are,
what is on your mind is perversity and making your film. I think you better go look for women, because you've got your facts mixed up, sir.
Don't
My
you?
Mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, and
How
that is very
she?
Devastating. From the beginning of getting her breast exam from start, as soon as she was...
Was she examined by a doctor that was caring and had a very good manner about him and was good looking?
And she felt very, very safe because he is a doctor and that is his profession.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. And I bet your mother would have felt better about knowing she had cancer if she had some white wine.
No.
Wait a minute.
My mother is not a drinker, for your information, and she does not like wine.
Well, she should have had a glass of white wine.
No, she shouldn't have, because...
A Chardonnay is very delicate.
But her concern was getting her breast exam because she was... concerned about her safety, her health, not
right.
about getting a specific kind of white wine, which you call, or your fancy cheese.
Yes. No, our cheese selection
is...
No, why
don't you open up a restaurant instead of a breast examination clinic? Because you've got your facts mixed up.
We were thinking about opening up a combination restaurant and breast exam clinic, but we thought it was too much.
And you know what? As far as you're being attractive, I think...
I am very good looking, and I relax people by my I relax
apparently
women
you don't
by my
talk
looks.
Much whenever you go out with these women, because your attitude just throws you all away, buddy.
Well, what did I do? Here I am, a guy
attitude,
who cares about
far,
women.
Oh, you want your breast? You want to examine women? You know, the breast exam.
Yeah.
And then you're offering them wine and cheese and to make a film.
Yeah, well, what
You've
I'm
got
saying
your
is
medical
that,
and your crazy ideas
in.
Mixed up there.
All I'm saying,
I don't think
ma'am,
anybody
is,
in your in your idea should be breast examining any women at all. And these women gotta be really stupid and desperate to go into your clinic, buddy. That's all I've got to say. Because you've got no concern. You're not being considerate for these women's feelings. Because
right.
you're saying that if you find a lump
right.
in their breast, that you're gonna tell them go away, go to your doctor.
Yeah,
well,
you said that, Chris.
You're supposed to be there to help them. To, any kind of doctor is supposed to be.
Some kind of
a counseling, some kind of a shoulder to lean on,
right.
letting them know, hey, well, you know, we can refer you to this clinic.
Right.
Can you even refer anybody to anywhere but a cheese, maybe a cheese deli or a wine store?
Well, ma'am, I'm trying to get a word in edgewise. First of all, when the women come in, they're offered a nice glass of Chardonnay.
She asked you a question. Can you refer, if you find a lump in a woman's breast, can you refer her to a doctor?
Not right now.
Not right now, not everybody, because you don't have that medical criteria that it takes to refer anybody. And you don't have the scruples to be breast examining any woman. And you say only ages 18 to 29? Well, by God, what happens after they're 30?
They don't get as much of the cancer.
Or, you know...
They don't get as much of the cancer after 30.
Well, they don't get much of a chance with you either, right?
No, they don't get...
Well, that's pretty insensitive.
No,
if you ask me.
I'm saying...
No, I don't care what you're saying. Your clinic is nothing but an open door to perverts like you.
Pervert? Look, you get a nice glass of
Chardonnay. You got to separate medical and filmmaking.
Geez.
Because that sounds like you're trying to make a film... You know, and not trying to help women out there for breast cancer, and you do not. You do not tell anybody.
They don't have cancer. They want to make
speaking for that woman that just called a little while ago, how you told her, I hope you have breast cancer. You don't hope anybody has breast cancer because you don't know how a woman feels when she is sick.
Well, she was mean.
I'm sorry to say that, but you do not know what it feels like.
Well, she was mean.
I suffered with my mother, and I hope to God that you suffer.
Well, wait a second, because the white wine comes from Napa Valley.
You know what?
You forget about it.
And you know what you can do with it, buddy?
Well, are you telling me
the cheese.
Recommend women to go to a cheese deli? What's that got to do with
cheese
anything?
Cheese deli has nothing to do with breast cancer, okay? It's got nothing to do with breast.
Wine. At our clinic, it does.
No,
and
that's good for you.
You get a woman tipsy, and then you can feel her breath and say, here, let me make you feel good. Let me give you something else aside from the cheese and the wine. Let me fill you up. Let's make a film now.
Absolutely, Chris.
Do
you hear what this woman's saying? Here, let me feel your breasts, give you cheese and wine, and let's make an adult film even though you have breast cancer.
No, I'm saying once they find out they don't have cancer, then they relax, they want another glass of wine, then we can hit the movie. That's all I'm saying. You guys aren't even listening to me.
Whatever, man. The woman comes in to have her breast examined. She's going to go, oh, great, I don't have breast cancer. Well, might as well make a porn film. Are you nuts?
Well,
you are not. You are so insensitive.
You guys don't care.
You are so insensitive. I mean, you just said a little while ago on your show that if somebody has breast cancer, you're gonna tell them go away, go see your doctor. What is your purpose there?
No,
that's
I said
what I want to know. What is your purpose there? It's not to help women out because you're helping. You're setting an age limit from 18 to 29.
Yeah, but
women are at risk of cancer at any age. I'm sorry. It's not between 18 and 29.
But I was going to say...
The risks go a lot higher after you're 35.
Well,
But they're not... But once they reach age 35, then they're too old to be on the film, right? What your main concern is? The film. It's finding a film and finding an excuse to be able to breast examine these people.
Yeah, but one of the things I was...
Yeah, but say, what?
Well, one of the things I was saying... Well, now I forgot.
Yeah, great. You forgot. All right, ma'am. Thank you. Very well said, ma'am. And
So you let that woman rape me over the coals, push me down, bend me over, and rape me, and I don't have to...
You look it, pal. You had what you were going to say.
Okay,
you know
we do have Mendocino wine.
Yeah, good.
God
you got
bless your soul, buddy, because you're going to need it.
All right, thank you for your call, ma'am. And there you go. We've got wine from Napa Valley. I liked what she said. She goes, can you recommend those women out to a doctor or just a cheese deli? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. one 800 449 8686. Phil Henry Show. And we had a conversation last night with our my eldest stepson. And he said, I got to get a Bible or something because he goes to a Christian high school, which is very fine. That's okay with me. You know, I got no problem with that, you know. Better to send a kid to a Christian high school than to hang around with me because I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm well past that time in my life where I rant and I rave about religion being evil and organized religion being bad and the kid's going to grow up a robot. Hey, man, better that he have that set of values than whatever garbage I got, because what I got, it ain't making it. And so anyway, he needed a Bible, and My wife says to me last night, well, now he needs a Christian Bible, but I told him to make sure that he reads a Catholic Bible too. I go, well, how many of these things are there? What do you mean he needs a Christian Bible to be out of? Well, because he was raised Catholic, which he was, but he's in a Christian school. Yeah? Is there a difference? Of course there is. I didn't know, but there is. And one Bible's different from the other. Well, so and I said to him, like the dutiful stepdad, I go, Nick, be sure you get a Catholic Bible too. What? As I'm saying it, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, because the kid is studying it. So now he's got two Bibles he's got to study. This Christian Bible that he's got for his high school, and then he's got to, of course, stay Catholic, man, so you better get that Catholic Bible, because you never know. They might have changed a word or two somewhere along the line. I have no idea what the difference is, and it probably is in a semantical form or having to do with how they glorify Jesus or whether Mary is divine or not, that kind of thing, right? Because I know they got a real hang-up, a lot of Christians, with this Mary bit. Don't pray to Mary and don't pray to the Pope. I never prayed to the Pope in my life. I'll tell you that right now. I was raised Catholic. I never pray to the Pope. I'm going to curse the Pope. There's extra books in the Catholic Bible. Okay, I'm just getting a word from Craig, who ain't even freaking Catholic. He ain't even Christian. I don't know what he is. What do you mean extra books?
It's called the Apocrypha.
The Apocrypha? Ain't that where you get
the Middle Testament
prescriptions? It's the Middle Testament?
Between
the Old and the New, there's the Middle Testament. What was that? Who was laying that out?
Catholics.
Oh, they had Catholics before Jesus was born. I didn't know that. So the Catholics were running around doing their thing even before Jesus got born. Hey, if what you're telling me is the Catholic Bible, I don't want him reading it. I should stick with that Christian Bible there, Nick. You're all right with me, man. You go to good school, but, you know, what do I know? Yeah, a lot of these Christians, they think Catholics pray to statues like we're pagans or something. They don't get it. It's really very funny. It would be funnier if it wasn't so, you know, like a lot of them get really angry at you. And we don't pray to the Virgin Mary, and we don't pray to no Pope either. I don't pray to the freaking Pope. Now, you do pray to the Virgin Mary, but you ain't praying to the statue. You got to do that Hail Mary thing, man. Hey, the Hail Mary, you know, the pass, the Hail Mary, Desert Storm, there is something to it. But the reason why they call it a Hail Mary is it happens so rarely, man. She rarely ever answers any stinking prayers. That's why they call it a Hail Mary. Well, might as well throw it up there, see if she's listening tonight. The reason why Catholics pray to, like, Mary is because we're asking for, look, do you think you got a direct line to God? I don't. I got to go through Mary. I got to go through Mary, St. Jude, St. Thomas, St. Lucia, all them islands. And only then, man, do I make any strong connection, okay? I do my Hail Marys only because I know that's what I got for repentance every time I went to confession. Say five Hail Mary. I got it already. I go in there, bless me, Father, for I have sinned, and a blah, 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 and I touched myself, and I did this, and I beat my sister within an inch of her life. Five Hail Marys. Yeah, there we go, to five Hail Marys. Man, I know you're good for that one, Father, huh? That's right. Five Hail Marys. Okay. I'm going to come in with some real good sins next week, man. See if we can get anything other than five Hail Marys, okay? I go to him because I know that's all I'm going to get. That's one priest, you know? It's just five Hail Marys. I don't know his name. I couldn't tell you who he was because they had that little screen, you know? Sometimes you recognize their voice. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I hijacked a jet plane. I brought one down in the Gulf, okay? I mean, it's just a tail section floating out there. Five Hail Marys. Yeah, you got it. And every now and then a couple of, but seriously, I would say some stuff, and then I'd get two Lord's prayers and I thought, Jesus, I really did do some bad stuff, because that guy laid a couple of Lord's prayers and a five Hail Marys, and like even a, has anybody ever confessed anything so brutal that you got a whole rosary? What is that? Is that murder? You do a whole rosary, because I've heard of people getting whole rosaries. Somebody told me, some friend of my parents, he said, I got penance one time from the Father. What'd you get? I had to do the whole rosary. What did you do? I didn't ask him that, but I'm sitting there because I'm 10. What the heck? Kids get off easier because there's nothing going on there. You know, you come in there, you think you're telling the priest the worst thing you ever did was slap your sister across the kisser, which, by the way, she deserved it. But, and he lays that, and you say the F word because you figure you're going to burn. I mean, your skin's going to flay off you because you said the F word. And he goes, five Hail Marys. Okay, thanks. Jeez, that's pretty good. And that whole gargle with holy water joke. Oh, you never heard that joke about the nuns? You never heard that? I can't tell it on the air, but one of it has to do with placing a body part in the holy water because the nuns are standing in line and says, well, you know, Father, bless me for I have sinned. I did this by mistake. Well, put your hand in the holy water and say five Hail Marys. And another nun said, well, I'm awfully sorry, Father. I did this. And the nun says, you better let me go first. If you think I'm going to gargle with that after you had your rear end in it. It kind of goes like that. So anyway, that was the whole, Craig doesn't get it, but Mike does. And so that was the whole discussion we had last night, the poor kid. And I said, well, just get whatever holy book you got, man, because they don't know from me. When they met me, I was chanting Buddhism and stuff. Taylor, the reason why you don't get any of this crap is you're a pagan baby, man. You were raised in the Philippines. I know you're white, but doesn't count. You were raised in the Philippines, man. You're one of them pagan babies. You're one of those guys I was dropping 50 cents into the box for. Please help Craig. Craig? Most of those pagan babies had names like Undala, Kunta, you know. Kunta, Bundaha, Bundawa, and Craig. The pagan baby. Because when the kids met me, I was doing my whole baby boomer thing, my yuppie, ex-hippie, Zen Buddhist thing. And, of course, today's kids, man, they are rooted totally in their whole trip. You know, they're totally into the school system, totally into their religion. And whereas in the past, you know, looking at Zen and all of these exotic religions might be, oh, I don't know, it was an interesting sidelight to one's education. The kids today, I mean, we might as well be living in the Middle Ages, you know. What? Well, what are you talking about, Buddhism? Well, it's a, good. I'm not a Buddhist. Actually, one of them got mad at me one night. I'm not a Buddhist. I'm a Catholic. I ain't learning no karma or karate or whatever it's called. Two different things, guys. Well, whatever. I'm a Catholic. I ain't no Buddhist. I ain't no Lutheran either. I got one friend who is Protestant, and it's the Swede. And the Swede, most of my friends were all, we were raised Catholic. I don't know what the hell any of these guys are doing now. I think they take the kids still to Mass and stuff like that. But the Swede is Protestant. And so he had like 9, 10, 12 buddies that were all raised in the Catholic Church. And he's this one Protestant friend that we had. But it was cool. I mean, nothing really happened except during the annual SC Notre Dame game, you know. And then it was like, Catholics, Catholics, yeah, Catholics. And he would just get really, really angry, start throwing things, you know, start throwing beer cans, not offering to drive anybody home, rolling guys out of the side of the car. Because, you know, coincidentally, he didn't drink as much as the rest of us. So he was like rolling guys out of the car in the middle of the night. The Swede. Well, that's who I'll call tonight. I'll call the Swede. I'll have him come over. Since he don't drink that much, I can go out, rip roar, go nuts. Anything like that. So there's the extent of it. So I got to go out and get him that Christian Bible and that Catholic Bible. Is there any other one that I got to get? Is there a St. James? Is there a what? How about a Torah? Why don't I just get covered, man? I'll get the Torah and well, and the Quran and the Bhagavad Gita and whatever else. I'm going to get it all. The Eightfold Path there. You're covered, Nick. 1-800-4- the satanic version of the Eightfold Path. What? The satanic version of the Eightfold Path? There is one? I got to read that. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.